The worst floods in years have affected millions of people in the northeastern Indian state of Assam and has killed 127 people so far, according to officials. The floods have breached more than 200 embankments in the state, displacing tens of thousands of people and submerging large swathes of cultivated land. The displaced people are taking shelter in hundreds of relief camps set up by the government and charities along highways and in government buildings. Joining us now on the line from Assam in India, we have Raqib Uzzaman. Raqib Uzzaman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for having me.
We know the Assam area is very vulnerable to monsoon rains, but is it correct that this is the worst monsoon rains in a long time?
The floods in Assam is very, annual affairs, basically. It occurs in every year. But this time what happens, there are two waves of floods so far. One in pre-monsoon, which was there last month due to the excess pre-monsoon rainfall. It was excess by almost 62% excess pre-monsoon rainfall. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened? Monsoon usually entered Assam around June 1st week. So it hit the northeastern state around June 1st week. And, it brought heavy rainfall, it rained hardly. And so far this month, Assam has received over 100% above the normal rainfall, which is the Met officials say that there is nothing unusual about it. But yeah, such kind of extreme weather, it's increasing day by day in Assam because of lots of factors. And
so many rivers have burst their banks. Is this because there hasn't been adequate provision to ensure that this doesn't happen when there's heavy rains?
So what happens? The long time, Assam has been building embankments. There is a concept that embankments, can resolve the flood issues in Assam. But technically and also scientifically, there are many resources that embankment doesn't really control the flood. It only escapes somehow, because whenever there is a breach in embankment, the water gushes through very speedily. And it affects the people who reside nearby the embankment, basically. And what happens in this time? There are lots of hydroelectric dam as well in the neighboring states and also the neighboring country Bhutan. So the water released from the upstream affects the water level of the rivers Brahmaputra and its tributaries, which resulted a kind of pressure in the embankment, and that resulted in the breach of the embankment. That's the technical things. There are lots of barriers in the river system by the man-made, by the government, by the by the other means, encroachment plus dam plus you cannot just control a river, you cannot just stop the natural flow of a river, right?
Yeah.
So that's not happening, and that's escalating the flood in Assam, basically.
So what's the current situation? How many people are in these makeshift camps, and what's being planned? What's required? What's needed at the moment?
As of now, the situation is grim, but not as like in the last 1 week. It has in last 2 weeks, over 5 million people were affected. And as of today, it's around 3 million.
Mm-hmm.
And over 151 people killed so far due to floods and landslides in Assam. And it is just, since April 2, April 6 to today data. And, since 2015, there are over 700 people died in floods. Since 2015, it is one of the worst floods people in Assam has witnessed, basically. And, you know, I mean, the government is trying their best to, you know, to reach the remote areas to provide help and relief. But the situation is very extraordinary. And the government is also, you know, there are lots of issues like human resources and people, the government doesn't have enough human resources to visit the remote areas, basically the riverine areas, the people who live near the riverside areas. Basically, they were the worst affected area people, basically.
All right, Rakib Saban, shukran so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, an update there from Assam in India. They say the worst floods in years have affected millions of people in this northeastern state of India.